Back to you.
All right, Chabura number five. What are
Okay,
this
so
Chabura?
we're going to talk about today that Taz has a Chiddush in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Kut and Gimel. We're going to talk about this Chiddush of the Taz, different ways to understand them. Feel free to ask questions. We're doing this share over Zoom. Feel free to interrupt me in the middle of sentences. Make sure I hear you if you're trying to say something. Dude, but I see that you put yourself on mute. Is that right? You don't need to be on mute. We need to hear your questions. Okay.
Yeah.
So, great. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Hey tells us that Ribbis Deraisa, Shuv Derech Halvav, Devar Katzav, Yotzev Dayanim. That you, when there's a case of Ribbis Deraisa, the Malva charges the Lova Ribbis Deraisa. So the Malva, the Beis Din forces the Malva to pay that money back to the Lova. We know in the Gemara that's a Machlokas. But that's how we pass in Rivas Ketutza Yotze B'dayanim. So says the Taz here, an interesting Kiddush. The Taz tells us in Sivkan Gimel, Nira Dafka Im Tiva, I think Tiva, oh, that's the right way to pronounce that. That's only if the Lova is Tovea. The only if the Lova says something to the Malva, says, hey, I paid Rivas Ketutza, you have to give that back. He makes some sort of a claim. Then it's Yotze B'dayanim. Only then do we force him to pay back. But Raya Medivre Rashi, Perika Rivas, he says the Raya is from Rashi, Vizel, Lashono, you can open your Gemara Samach Alpha Biz if you want, but he's quoting him accurately. The Kovanoso, this is when the Gemara introduces the Machlokas, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi tells us, on the opinion, Yotze B'dayanim, the Kovanoso also based in Lachziro Imtivo Bechayev, that your based is going to force him to pay it if he's Tovea Bechayev. So the Taz is Medayik from Rashi that he says, Imtivo Bechayev, that only if there's a Tzviya, are you obligated to pay the ribbis back? So we're going to see that there may be. So he's not focusing. He's
the two words before that. In Tavo.
Yeah, the others point out what Ariel just pointed out, that maybe this is not a good deal of the Taz. The Taz is saying, oh, we see Rashi's adding this feature of Im Toveo only if he makes a claim that you have to pay back the ribbis. But others say, no, the Taz, the all that Rashi really meant, I think the. There's a Hafla, and there's somebody else who makes this point in Rashi, that maybe Rashi just means to say Bechayav, to tell you that if after the person dies, the children don't have to pay back the Ribbis Ketutza. And then, okay, he just needed a verb. He uses the word Toveya because Mistama, the person's Toveya. Beis Din doesn't just like sit and judge cases that weren't brought in front of them. Someone had to be Toveya in order for the case to get to Beis Din. So that's the verb he used, but he's really just trying to say Bechayav. But the what?
Question.
Yeah.
Is it possible that being chayav to pay and yotze b'dayanim are not the same?
Is it possible that being chayav to pay?
Meaning, Beis Din wouldn't impose it on you unless somebody, how do they know anything about it? Unless somebody comes and claims
right.
it against you.
So that's what some
that
of
that doesn't mean you're not chayav to give it back.
Right. That could be that's all that Rashi really meant. That Rashi just meant what you just said, that Mistama, you need a tzviya in order for the case to like happen. But of course, the chiyav exists. But the Taz certainly isn't saying like that. The Taz is saying it's only yotze b'dayanim if there's a tzviya.
And can you just remind me what's the halacha about children paying back ribbis ketutza?
Children do not have to pay back ribbis ketutza if it's a davar mesuyam and their father was a tzaddik. Then they'll give it back because of the pagam. And their father's covered. But otherwise.
That thing, or that's always?
If it's a Devar Mesuyam, the general rule is that children do not have to pay back the ribbis of their father. There's a drasha for that.
Yeah. Lididaz harachmana velabre, Ludid lazar, chayachicha imach with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good? Fine. So that's the finish of the Taz here. So if where this really comes from, is in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tes. I'll read it to you in the, because there's a Taz there, which explains this too, and that's where much of the discussion is, and the Chokim on the Taz. I'm open for those following at home. I'm in the Torah now, and Choshen Mishpat Siman Tes, you don't necessarily need to follow along. But there he's talking about the din of Shochad, of bribing a judge. Shochad, a judge shouldn't take Shochad, Maod. Okay, I feel this kus hazakai, even if he's taking shochad to help the person who really deserves to win anyway. And if you take shochad, then you have to return it. Kisha yitra enu hanosein, when the one who gave the shochad is toveh you. So this comes, I have the Rambam somewhere, but the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perkav Kimel, Halach Aleph, he's the one who says that too. Kisha yitra enu hanosein, it's only when the person who bribed the judge asks for it back, does the judge have to give it back. So if you have that open and you look at the Bach there, feel free to follow along here. So the Bach says, King Kasav Ramam, Chav Kimel Sanhedrin Aleph, V'kaya kol shokhad af b'kocho l'izkos ha-zakai, that you're going to give it back when the guy's toveah on all bribes, whether it's to help the person or hurt the person who's innocent or deserves to win. He says, U'mashma, dim eino toveo ain't sarach l'haksiro. Afilu lakho la'avos ha-sadin. He says, and it's mashma, that if the person doesn't make a tviya, he doesn't say, hey, I want the shokhan back that I gave you, that you would not have to return it, even if it was taken to distort the din. The kivach ha-nosein eino toveo, since the person who gave the shokhan isn't asking for it back, imkein mochalo. So then, obviously, the person was mochel. If I bribed the judge, I don't ask for it back, so that shows that I was mochel. I don't want it back. I'm happy. He's fine. He can keep it. He says, you're allowed to be mochel that. Same way you can be mochel gezel, kachas v'rambam. Oh, the kachas v'rambam b'din ribbis. Sheyotzi nami v'dayanim, imrotzu limchol mochel. So that's what the Rambam writes by ribbis as well, that even though ribbis kitzutze yotzi b'dayanim, that the dayanim are going to extract it from the mava, give it back to the lova, if the person wants to be mochel, he can be mochel. So that was, if you remember, that's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Geonim. The Geonim held that you can never be mochel ribbis. That it's, maybe you could say that it's din beinanim l'makom, that the lova has no right to say, I'll mochel you, you'll always have to give it back. But the Rambam disagrees with Paskin, like the Rambam, that the lova can be mochel the ribbis after he's paid it to the malva. So far, we're following. And then he says, the din ribbis v'shokhad shavin. And the din of ribbis and shokhad are the same. T'yotze b'dayanim. T'yotze b'dayanim. Abal yim intoveo. Havi mechiva. So the way the Bach is explaining this is saying that by shokhad and by ribbis as well, that you would... He's saying that you need a tviya to make a pay. That's what the tourists saying. The shokhad passes like that in the Simon test there too. But he's explaining, because if there's no tviya, then it's mechila. So that's not... such a chiddush. I guess it's some sort of an umdinam where we're saying that the guy's mochel, but we're saying if the person's not toveya, then mistama he's mochel, and mechila works by ribbis. Yeah.
Isn't in this Bach very big chiddush? I think the Pesach Yeshua quoted by us, like a Yaivetz, that stam being quiet doesn't mean mechila because the guy could just be strong, and that's why I don't want to get his money, that's why I don't want to toveya him. And like, how do you understand? If a guy's not aware that he's not chayiv, that's why he's not toveya. If the guy just
right, so I don't think the Bach would be able to say this. If
it has to be an umdina only in that. Okay, so it's very limited.
Yeah,
the Pesach Yeshua was about being quiet and like not doing the tzviya later. The Pesach Yeshua was about just heftless. Now, when you agree to the ribbon.
I thought it was. I don't remember who was on this point. I thought it was on the sif about. I thought the Pesach Yeshua was about being mochel the ribbis, that the Rambam holds that you can be mochel ribbis, we pass right, like that Rambam.
Even if the guy says you'll be mochel, the guy has to say mechila explicitly.
Good, so I'm asking on that, if that's true, you have to say, I am mochel you, you have to be aware that I'm chayiv to you, and then you'll be mochel me. So then this Bach is like, you're, from his silence, you're taking a mechila, is a tremendous extension.
Yeah.
But it's this
it's Bach. Like, you know, Shalomi Das type thing, like the guy might not realize, I don't know if that's what you were.
That's even harder to say if he, even if he doesn't even know that he's really deserving of it. That's even worse.
But the Bach is really minimizing the chiddush of needing a tzviya. He's just saying you'd only need a tzviya because otherwise he's mochel. But the tzviya is not really so important. It's just a way of showing that he's not mochel. But we'll jump to the sma there. This is on the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon tests the Shulchan Aruch passages like this as well. Seeing when the person's tovea, it says the sma there. If there's no tzviya, if the guy doesn't ask for it back by the shokhan, at least you don't return it. Kevan delo kiblo alamin ratzon anosin. Uktei lischos as a zakai. because the guy gave it midas. He gave it miratzon anosin. He was happy to give it to him. So you don't have to return it. It says, v'lo dami l'ribbis. It's not like ribbis. T'chsiv be'vichei achicha imach. Alach l'hachselo k'dei l'achi oslo. He says, it's not like ribbis, because by ribbis, you have a mitzvah saseh. You have a mitzvah v'chei achicha imach. You have to give it back. Here, it was a gift. The guy gave it to you, and what's done is done. But by ribbis, where you have a mitzvah to give it back, of course you have to give it back. So, whereas the Bach understood that Shochad and Ribbis were one and the same, that it was given, you have to give it back, and okay, a Mechila would work. He's just saying, no, by Shochad, there's no din you have to give Shochad back. It was a gift. But I guess if he makes it Tzviya, then you would have to give it back. But by Ribbis, where there's a mitzvah saseh to give it back, so then you have to give it back. And the Taz is there, there is a Taz on Choshen Mishpat, believe it or not, printed in the margins in this Shulchan. And he says, Kasba Spad, Velo Damon Ribbis. So, Ishtamiti, Dibre Rashi, Perikezu Neshech Tav Samachalif. The Taz, like the Taz in our Siman in Kuf Samachalif in Yoradeo, quotes the Rashi in Ezer Neshech. Rashi says, Kovin also based on the Haxir, Im Tavo Bechayev. That Rashi says, you only return Ribbis if you're Tovea. Hari Gamba Ribbis, but Eden Tzviya. Because the Shema said, oh, it's Shochat's not like ribbis, because by ribbis you don't need a tzviya. You have to give it back because of chayich chayimach. So the Taz, no, by ribbis also you need a tzviya. That's what Rashi's teaching us. And then the Taz gives a nafkamina there. He does by us as well, of a shibuda di Rabbi Nassan case. If I took ribbis from Dubin, and Dubin owes money to Ariel, so usually, if I owe money to Dubin, and Dubin owes money to Ariel, Ariel can just come straight to me, Shibuda di Rabbi Nassan. But if the money that I owe to Dubin is only because of ribbis that I took for him, and Dubin's not saying anything, so Ariel can't just take from me, but Dubin can't take from me yet because he hasn't been to Mea. So that's the nafkamina that he suggests. So this is a machlokas, the Taz and the Sma here. It's quoted in all the poskim and arsim and Yerodin, Kuf Samach Aleph, that the Sma disagrees with the Taz. He says you don't need a Tzviya. So just to summarize what we've seen so far, the Taz was Mechadish, that Ribbis Kesutza Yotze Medayanim, but that's only if you need a Tzviya. The Sma disagrees. He says even if there's no Tzviya, Ribbis Kesutza is still Yotze Medayanim. We'd force the person to fulfill the mitzvah, Mechayachi Chayimach. And the Bach, in explaining the Taz, he tells us when you need a Tzviya, that's just because otherwise Mistam of the guy is Mochel. So that's what we've seen so far.
There another way to explain the Taz, that the mitzvah like chayachicha imach is not triggered until...
Yeah, so that's what we're going to see in a moment. That's going to be that. So far that's the standard mahalach in the Taz, and that's like the mahalach that the post can prefer. It's just a question of whether the person was mochel or not. The Kitzos, however, has a different way of understanding this Taz. This Kitzos is in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tes. This is what everything I prepared for this Chaburah was either in the Kalkas Benyamin or that other sacred Peros Hamayis. But this Kitzos is like a little bit misrepresented in some of the Svarim, as we may see. So the Kitzos here is in Choshen Mishpat, obviously, in Hilchos Danim Siman Tes by the Shulchan. But he's talking about Kishit for anyone knows it. He quotes the Machlokas, the Sma and the Taz. And what he's really seeking out to do in this piece, in this Kitzos, he's just pointing out, he says, near the main point that his thesis in this piece and what he's trying to describe. And Nesivos has a kasha in him, and then he explains himself in the Mishovid Nesivos, which is going to be what we focus on. But his point here really is he's just pointing out near Linnaeus Taiti. What?
Where are you in the
Kitzos? Oh, I'm in Kitzos Siman Tes, Sif Katan Aleph, in the first paragraph type of thing, but about, I don't know, 40 words in, about Nir Linnaeus Taiti, right after an Adkan Lashona. That Adkan Lashona was part of the Taz. He says, about Linnaeus Taiti Nira, to give him the Prius. So the Taz had said, if there's no Tzviya, you're not obligated to give the ribbons back. So the Ketos points out, well, the Nias Daiti Nira, it's Kim de Prius Balcho of Mitzvah, the Kofin also the Kayim HaMitzvah, Kim of Rebbe Perakakosi. It's a mitzvah to pay back your balchov. And with COVID, we force people to observe mitzvahs. So, what did Hachanami is that in the Latzis Yidei Chuvasso, COVID also, Shiyoma Rotzani Litvoa. We would force the person to be Tovea. So, he's really talking about Shochad. It's a big Kiddush. He's going to say the same later for Ribbis. We'll use Ribbis as an example because we're not really learning the Sugi of Shochad.
But also when he owes somebody else money that he can't afford. But only when he owes somebody money and he can't afford to pay.
Well, I don't know that he can't afford to pay. Let's say I paid you, Ribbis. I borrowed $100 from you. I paid you back $110. That was our deal. Ribbis Kitsutsa. So now you owe me back that $10. You owe to the owner. But says the Taz, well, that's only if I'm Tovia you. If I'm not Tovia you, you don't have to pay. Well, the Kitsutsa says, well, not so fast. We're not going to let me get away with not being Tovia you. Baston's going to force me. They're going to, I don't know, whatever they're going to do.
But only you have a mitzvah, Priyas Balchov.
Oh, you have a mitzvah. He's going to say the same thing for Ribbis. It gets a little complicated. That, 1 second. Okay, so he says this, the same, the mitzvah, the Chei Achicha Imach, we want the person to be able to fulfill that, so we'll force me to ask, so that you're able to fulfill the mitzvah, the Chei Achicha Imach. Follow that?
Who said that? The
Sma
before?
No, he's explaining the Taz.
No, but who said that before? That the mitzvah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the Sma.
This is not within the Sma, though. But
no, but the Sma is the one who mentioned the Chaya Chaimach. That's why Ribbis and Shochad were different.
But yeah. That is
so he's equating the Sma and the Taz.
He's not, then I didn't explain it well. He's not trying to explain. He's not trying to equate the Sma and the Taz. The Sma says we don't need it to be at all. The Taz says
you don't need it to be ever.
No, you don't need it to be. The Chov exists. You have to pay it back.
Even by Shochad.
No, not by Shochad. But we're not talking about Shochad anymore.
Well, correct. I'm saying they're not equate. They're not the same. But the difference now between the Sma and the Taz, according to the Ketos, is the Sma says, by Ribbis, you have to pay, and the Taz says, we're going to beat you until you pay.
Well,
until you make the Tzviya.
Because we needed the Tzviya, though. So why did we need that Tzviya? So it's a longer piece. But he's not really dealing with that point. But then I see this here. Ask a question. Where he says, whatever, I really don't want to get too far into like the Shochad and details, but I'll just skip to the Meshovim Nesivas. The Nesivas points out, he says, what do you mean? The only reason you needed a Tzviya, because without a Tzviya, we assume that he's Mochel. But there's no reason to force the guy to be Tovea. What did that accomplish? If he's Mochel, he's allowed to be Mochel. But if he wants to be Mochel, fine. Because Mechila works by Ribbis. So in the Meshovim Nesivas, he says, no. He said, you misunderstood the whole thing. He says, Kol Man She'ino Tovea. This is in the Meshovim Nesivas Simitas in the Nesivas HaMishpat. He says, Kol Man She'ino Tovea. As long as the person hasn't been Tovea, Eino Chayav B'Hashavaso. I paid Ariel $110. He owes me that $10. But if I haven't been Tovea him, he's not Chayav to give me that $10 back. In King Kishi Yashiv, Kodem She Tovea, Eino Alamatona Ba'alma. If Ariel decides to pay me the $10 without my Tovea, that's just a Matana. You haven't been Mekayim anything. You haven't been a Mekayim the Chei Chicha Imach of returning the Ribbis. I would need to be Tovea you. He brings it's not a Raya. It's like a mashal, he's quoting the Gemara Eilu Metzios, that if I take your item, losucha l'isal, no, I didn't pick up your item, and I violated losucha l'isalim, or I stole your item, and then the guy was miyayish, in a way that I own it now. So now if you give it back to him, it doesn't accomplish anything, because it's yours. Whatever. we can look up that Gemara later. But his point is, after Yush, once you really own something already, so the two Shavas Aveda anyway, it's just a matana that you're giving to him. That's Rava says there in Bava Metzia, Chava Rabbis, you're not Mekayim anything. So he says here too, it's in a much different case. If the person hasn't been Tomea, so giving him at the Ribbis is a matana ba'alma. So he's clearly not saying that the Tzviya is because otherwise he's Mochel, saying the Tzviya is like what Ike was saying, it's like an integral part of the Chiyachicha Imach. You can only Mekayim the Chiyachicha Imach once the person is Tomea you. Without a Tzviya, there is no obligation or there's no ability to be able to return the Ribbis. So how are we doing? People following what the Kitzur said?
I guess there's no clash or struggle or something until it's formalized as you owe me $10. I ask for that $10. And it's like they're still happy with each other. It's not like that. But there's no...
Well...
We didn't trigger any reason to have to return anything. I didn't show I was lacking.
Yeah, but there is a mitzvah, the chiyachicha imach, you're just not able to fulfill it yet. Because the Kitzos thinks we should be kofemi to be tovea. Within Nesivus is kasha, he says, it's a lava nita klasei. The Gemara says that. I guess there might be more than one way to learn that Gemara. But he says, it's a lava nita klasei, there's an ase of the chiyachicha imach to return the ribbis. So we should just force the person to return the ribbis. So the Kitzos is saying that won't work. You have to force me to be tovea because you can't rekayim the chiyachicha imach until I'm tovea you. Without me being tovea, if you gave me the ribbis back, it would just be a matana.
But then, why are you being kofa him before it's tovea?
We're being kofa. You took ribbis from me, right? So you violated a law of hanitak la'ase. You have the chiyachicha imach to return the ribbis.
Yeah.
But you cannot return the ribbis until I'm tovea. If I'm not tovea, returning it won't work.
They were going to beat you so that I can do my mitzvah?
Yes. Yes. And then that's what the Kitzos is really about. And he's trying to prove that would work. Because we're not kofa people to... If you kofa someone to leave his oven and the whole sugi about being kofa someone to be machted to somebody else, but if you're kofa someone to get his chus for them, that's going to work. So that's what he's trying to prove here. The reason I said that the Kitzos is somewhat misquoted is because he actually comes out saying that he really paskins like the sma, that you don't need a tviya at all by ribbis. It's just this whole first half of the Kitzos where he's explaining the taz. So if you ask the Kitzos lemaisa, he wouldn't paskin like this. But this is what he thinks the taz means. And some point out it's actually meduyach in the taz, because the taz at the end, he says, "Vod raya, I'm back in the taz in Yoredeas Kuf Samach Aleph Gimel. Vod raya, the hadamrin and kamed in habeis to Yordan Mechasev. Actually, Kofer also the kamed mitzvah says, 'Vichich icha imach kosh kas beis Yosef shem Nimuki Yosef.' Beis Yosef, the Shulchan quotes from the Nimuki Yosef that it's not that we're Yordan Mechasev; it's that when we make person pay ribbis back, it's that we're forcing him to fulfill his mitzvah. I say it's a different way of looking at it. It says Mekan ain't shayach zah." In Shaykh what? Here it's not Shaykh to, I think what he means, it's not Shaykh to force him to fulfill the Chiyachicha Imach. Tad to Kishanotzi Aribis, lo yavo lachyosu shalova. So like, if he's talking about Mechila, I don't really know how to read that line. He's talking about, well, the lova needs to be tovea to trigger the Chiyachicha Imach kiyum, then that line is easy to read. It's not Shaykh to say the Chiyachicha Imach, if it's not Lachios or Shalova. I don't know if that's so clear, but I think that's...
Is there still precedent? Is there precedence for such a thing that we're going to be kofa one person for another person's mitzvah? That seems like a huge finish.
That's a good point. I don't even think the Kitzos dealt with that, but I'm not sure. We can look at the Kitzos more closely later and see if he raised that issue. But yeah, I don't really want to focus so much
by,
on it.
By Yibum we're not kofa lefnei mukashchin. If she says, we're not But that's based on the pasuk lo tasham shorbadisho. So we're not chusma lefnei yivimta if she's mukash if he's mukashchen. It's I don't know if it's true, but it is possible to learn if he doesn't if she doesn't have a taina of mukashchen if she has less than that taina. So then she has a mitzvah to do the yibum with this yavam, even if she doesn't want to. Now, do we tell her to do it against it? Would he be allowed to do it against her will? Probably not. But
the mitzvah there is on both of them, or no?
That's a big machlokes rishon. Sefer HaChinuch learns that the mitzvah of yibum is only on men, not on women. And the Rav Elchanan says it's a big chiddush because that's true even though we say asidoch lo taseh for a woman to violate Alman of the Kohen Gadol. She's allowed to violate a lav, say asidoch lo taseh for his asay. The other, like Rav Yosef, his sheet is women are chayv in yibum. I don't know if that's a good example. Might
okay.
Be.
Yeah, the real whether you're kofar or not, that's not really what I want to highlight. I mean, that's interesting too, but just that the ketos feels that the tviya by ribis, like somehow you can only fulfill the chayachicha imach when somebody's tovea. But that's a big chiddush. You don't find that by yegezel or yekveishmes agzela only if the guy asks for it back. Like it's strange that by ribis, the person needs to ask for it back in order to allow me to fulfill the mitzvah of the chayachicha imach.
How do you formulate that? Why,
yeah, so
why
I'm
going
to try
true?
To suggest two ways to explain this ketos. The first way was what they were, the mahalach
the
they were trying.
Ketos? This is the taz. This is not just the
taz. The taz, yeah, but what most the way most achronim understand the taz is that it's mitam mechila. That if there's no tzviya, then mistama he was mocha. So the tzviya is not an integral thing. You don't need a tzviya to make. Oh, great. Zoom just gave us a gift that we have.
Unlimited minutes. This is
we
go over here 40 minutes.
Sorry, I clicked love it.
All right.
Okay. What he was saying here, it wasn't really much of like an explanation. It kind of was. But he kind of gave like a mashal, like another example of like when a tviya can trigger a chiyuv. He said like by tzedakah. If an ani's walking by, so you're not just chayv to give him money until he says, oh, could she please give me money? I'm a poor person. So now you'd have to give him money. So that's like a mashal, like a way to understand it. And he tries to build this whole mahalach. Maybe we should have done this second. But he's trying to say that, first he tries to go through a whole thing about ribbis is like a bein adam l'makom or bein adam l'chavero. And that may be the machlokas, the Rambam and the Geonim about whether the person can be mochel to begin with. The Ritva even says this somewhat mefurish, that the Geonim who say that you can't be mochel, the reason is because it's not, has nothing to do with the Malvelova relationship, it's Lashemayim. You have to give back ribbis, whether or not the other person wants it. That's your chiyuv. Like, we can call it a bein adam l'makom, whereas the Rambam says it's more bein adam l'chavero, so the person has the right to be mochel. So what you try, and he kind of rejects that. And then what he tries to build here at the end is saying that what we've been saying, that the trigger to be able to make the chayachicha imach is based on the lova. And he tries to bring like other halachos that in ribbis that seem to like have sort of being based on the lova. The example he really gives is by tfisa. That the lova, the shofar really only says explicitly about avak ribbis, that if you tof, if the, I pay Ariel $110, let's assume it was a ribbis drabban case, so if I'm tofis that $10 back, so I have to give, we would get, make you give that back. Tisa won't work, a ribbis drabban. But it's clear from the shach, we talked about this once, and it's clear from the poskim, that by ribbis kitzutza though, if you did tfisa, it would work. So if I paid you 110, I do tfisa, it works. And I didn't think about this until I saw this question posed. But the the Achronim all ask, well, why is that true? Why is it true that Tfisa is going to work by Ribbis Kitsutsa? What's the reason that he has to pay back the Ribbis? He only has to pay back the Ribbis because he has a mitzvah of Mechei Achicha Imach. But if I go and grab it, the Chorah, he didn't mekayim the mitzvah, he didn't give it back to me. So why did that Tfisa work?
That's the Rashi and Chumash.
What?
That's a Rashi and Chumash. If you drop your coins and the Ani picks it up.
Oh, the... Is that an answer?
Perhaps. Maybe he did fulfill his mitzvah.
So, there are different suggestions in the Achronim. Some say it's... The Chalkas B'Nam didn't quote this, but he quotes from the Alashai that really it's not based on a normal Tfisa Mahani. It's based on Kimli. That you could say Kimli, like the Poskim, like the Rishonim who held that Ribbis Kitsutsa based in what extracted from you, that it's not just Kofan Ala Mitzvah, it's not like the Nimuke Yosef, that really it's like a Chov that you have, like a Gezel. So you could say Kimli, that you hold like that Shita so that your Tfisa would work. Okay, maybe the Chalkas B'Nam doesn't even quote that. He basically just leaves it as a Tzarechian. But what he's suggesting here is that you see some sort of like a Lova triggered. I don't really know how this makes sense. Like if some sort of like Lova triggered thing that the Lova being active made there be a Chiyuv. I didn't really understand that, but it's an interesting.
This is not being asked as a Kasha?
It is asked as a Kasha. He's asking.
I mean, this sounds like a Kasha, that why am I allowed to be Toe-faced if I didn't get Tvia?
No.
Oh, well, I was. Well, your Tfisa maybe acts as a Tfia.
Even
with a Tfia.
How you want to view this requirement of a Tfia.
I was asking a different Kasha. I was saying,
fine.
Even with a Tfia, your Chiv to return Ribbis is a Mitzvah Saseh.
Yeah, that part I got.
So Tfisa doesn't accomplish your Mitzvah Saseh in the Chiv Chicha Imach.
Regarding Ariel's answer, I'm forgetting now the names, but the Achronim do say that Rashi might only be Bein Adam Chavero Mitzvos. That we, as long as it's result-oriented, as long as somebody else benefited from my coins, I didn't need to do a Maisa. Bottom line, someone benefited, I'm Yotze. However, when it comes to Bein Adam L'Makom, if I didn't do any Maisa, I didn't do a Kavana for a Mitzvah, then it's Gornish, it's useless. It doesn't... So, if you think... I think for the Nemuke Yosef, you could definitely make that argument. It's not purely like a gezel ben on l'chaveiro, shaila. It's I need to undo. It's nita klase. This is fixing the ribbis.
Yeah,
I think it is ben on l'makom a little bit.
I think also that's. I wrote that here and didn't really know what I meant, but I think that's what Ike is getting at. We like people like to say the machlokas, the geonim and the Rambam is that if ben on l'chaveiro ben on l'makom. The geonim are clearly saying it's ben on l'makom. That's why I can't be mochalet. But maybe even within the Rambam, that Mechila works, but there still is this, like, important Bein Adam L'Makom component. I don't know.
Okay. Is it relevant that Mechila only possibly works once it was given and being returned? But it definitely doesn't work to give it in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, even the Rambam wouldn't say you could do Mechila.
Yeah.
And that's the Geonim's time.
Alone, I can't just say I'm Mochel and then give it.
Yeah, because that's what the Geonim point on. Every case of Ribbis is like that.
So the Rambam would agree that Ribbis is Ben Adam L'Makom, but the giving back doesn't have to be.
Yeah, these Chakiras presented in a simple way are not accurate. Agreed. Someone should give I think Ariel's going to give that Chabura coming up soon about whether Ribbis is... It was a Yoredea, Choshen Mishpat, Ben Adam L'Makom. It's going to be great. The other approach to explain this Kitzos, what the Kitzos actually compared it to was Priyas Baal Chov Mitzvah, when he was saying we're Kofar Al Mitzvos. And he says in here, where is this though? This is in Kitzos Choshen Simon Kup Dalad, Sifkat and Bez. But where did it actually go? One second. Let me just look in the comments. Tell me where it is. Apologies for being not perfectly prepared. He says, even by Priyas Balchov Mitzvah, you're only really chayav to pay him back when the guy is Tovea. Where is that, though? I apologize, everyone. If you bear with me, I'll find it. Okay, I'll tell you what he talks about. It's now I'm remembering. He says, if I owe multiple people chovos and I only have a limited amount of karka, so whoever's first is the one who's going to get the karka, whoever's chov existed first. But what if I have metaltalin? So I have to pay back with metaltalin as well, but I don't have a shivut on that metaltalin. It's just being paid back because priyas bal chov mitzvah. So who am I going to have to pay back first? So you'd also pay back, if everybody's coming in front of you, so you'd pay back the one who has the chov first. Or actually, you're split, sorry. You don't pay the person who was first. You'd split it between all of them equally, not even proportionate to their loan. So I owe you $100, and I owe you $1 million, and I only have $100 left, so you'll each get 50. I think that's the way that the Mishnah see this. That's how we ask him. But what the Kitzel says is, well, let's say only one person comes to you. Yeah, I owe Ike $1 million from 2 weeks ago. I don't have any karka. And I owe you $100 from 2 years ago. I can owe him $1 million from 2 years ago. And I owe you, forget if you forgot everything I said till now, but you'll be able to follow this now. I owe Ike $1 million, and that's from 20 years ago. And I owe you $10, and that's from a year ago. And all I have to my name is this one sefer right here worth $10. And you come and say, Scott, you owe me $10. So you might think, well, he owes Ike first. He's at least should give Ike. So the Kitzel says, no, because the chiyuv is only coming from Priyas Bal Chov Mitzvah. And you're the only one who's being tovei on me right now. So for you, I have to pay you right now. And he talks about the Ravaz, about the person locked in jail, and Ein L'mitzvah Ela Shaita, that says, I don't think that you actually use that lashon of Ein L'mitzvah L'shaita, but that you do the first mitzvah that comes before you. So priyas bal chov mitzvah, this person's asking for the money, so now is the time to fulfill that mitzvah. So you pay him back. The other person's, you can pay him back at some other time in the future. It's only triggered of, I have to pay him right now, when the person comes to be tovei on you. So that's what the Kitzel says here. So Hakas B'Yama says it, the Kitzel says compared to priyas bal chov mitzvah. So that's how he's understanding the chiyachicha imach, that when I come and ask for you, boom, now the chiyuv is triggered, and you have to pay it back. And he points out, we'll ask a question in a second, he points out that Nesivis disagrees with the Kitzos here, in Simon Kuf Dalad. I didn't look up the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, no, I owe them both equally, it doesn't matter who comes before me. But the Kitzos really thinks priyas bal chov mitzvah, when the person comes into tovei you, that's what triggers the chiyuv. Then the Chilkos Pinim has like a little comment in brackets, which is like Kitzas Kasha, but it's like, I think a murder, like really destroys this Mahach. He points out, well, you would never say our Priyas Bal Chov Mitzvah that if I paid you before you were Tovea, that would be a Matana. Like, of course not. If I owe you $100 and I come and say, oh, Ike, here's $100 I owe you. You can't come the next day and say like, Scott, pay me $100. You haven't paid me back. That was a Matana. I wasn't Tovea you. Like, no, that's certainly not what the Kitzos meant by Priyas Bal Chov Mitzvah. So then, I think that connection, I don't know what it's standing on anymore. I don't really get that. But it's a good attempt. And maybe it is MS and there's a way to answer that kasha. So in the end, the Kitzos is like kind of a tzarech im. None of them halachim like really seem great. And everybody kind of like points out that it's kind of difficult to understand why you need this tviya. The Kitzos says it by shochad as well, which is even harder to understand. I don't know the sugya of shochad, but they have even tougher time with Shulchan explaining why you need Tzviya. And Lehalacha, the Kitzos is like a nice sheet to be aware of. It's very interesting. But the Pashtas, if we
follow... I thought we don't... The Kitzos says he doesn't hold like this, I thought.
True.
Okay.
But even if we hold like this Taz, which is quoted in many of the Svarim, that the person needs to be Tovea, Pashtas is it's only because of the Mechila. And anytime a person, if I took Ribbis Ketutza from you and you weren't mochel it, I obviously have to give it back. We wouldn't need to talk about any tefillah first. So that's the pashtus. The Kitzos has this interesting shita. We tried to give a couple ways to explain it. Maybe you liked one, maybe you didn't, but that's what I got. Okay. Any questions, comments?
That's
great.
But could you split that? Like maybe Priest Bachel Mitzvah is not only mitzvah oriented. The chiyuv, maybe the chiyuv by ribbis and shochet is the monetary thing is triggered by a tefillah because it's purely like mitzvah oriented. Until there's a tefillah, it doesn't exist. It's obvious that there's a shibu nechasim or shibu neguf. There's something that's much more monetary that exists in the world that I have a kinyan l'chatzayin in your property. That you even owe me before 20 years ago, before you owed Ariel the $10.
But we don't.
Even without the tefillah. So even without a tefillah, the answer to
Chagas
Nyan
and. What kind of kinyan l'chatzayin do you have around Priyas Balchol Mitzvah?
Pri Bachov Mitzvah is only the Rapapa Shita by all Chovos. We never hold like him. And Pri Bachov Mitzvah, which we do hold by Metaltalin. Okay.
That's what Mitzvah is talking about.
And this Revised Nafkamin is only by Metaltalin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. So then, yeah, I could hear. Well, no, was it? Anyway, that's my Chalukas. In Simon Lama Test, they talk about the Rashba Shita is that we say Shiva Nechasim Deraisa on Metaltalin. There's my Chalukas about that. Whatever. So,
okay.
If you hold like that, then you can answer Hamanyama's question. But fine. Okay.
But his whole...
You're saying he put
I think a whole mouth is based on that. Otherwise...
It's based on when there's only Kriya Bachol Mitzvah, so then you say that's not
there. Yeah. Otherwise, the person who's first is first.
Yeah, without it's Pasha. If it's a Shibuda without...
Okay.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
Chicago. We'll hope things
who's going to be next next week? Someone want to go next week?
This week progresses and how much work I have to do out of school.
I hear. Okay, maybe...
I'm trying to think of a topic.
Someone could do foreign exchange and like sub-asa.
Yeah, I was going to do foreign exchange. Oh. It turns out it's...
Scott was going to do that. It turns out it was too hard.
I got excited about this when I saw this kitzos, and it was a little easier to prepare.
My advice said you can't get a dollar for four quarters.
Wow.
Someone told me Red Blake said that. I don't get that yet. Looking forward. Are you recording still?
Yeah, I'm stopping the recording. All right, the recording.
Somebody
finished.
Should go, and especially if we're working through Zoom. Hopefully we won't be, but if the yeshiva makes that decision, then we have to be more mechazik or chaburas.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to think of a topic.
Okay.
Exchange.
It's very easy to think about. If you just go into any of these like Rivas firm and just look at their like indexes, there's like interesting topics on every sif.
I was going to do with Naivir, but I don't know enough of Shas.
But somebody else might know enough in it for it to be safer about it.
Yeah.
If Naivir is interesting.
You could, right.
Like with Naivir, if there's somebody else who can take your place.
Yeah, you could do the sub-assault, like the simple, the borrowing from a neighbor,
We didn't finish that, though. That was...
Okay. Someone could do that in 2 weeks. You know,
yeah.
Is that mutter for flour, for eggs, for diapers, like that Dover moment? That's a big practical thing. You could do, like, someone could do sarsur, like, if you could be involved in ribbis in any way. Like, the apostle, the adam that are apostle, the adam that signed the shard of ribbis, they're apostle adas.
Like, yeah.
You could deal with that. I don't know. That has to do with Lif Neivir, sort of, that question.
Yeah, it does.
Daniel Feldman was asked the question, could someone work on the website for helping merchant advance cash? They're not doing any of the ribbis, but they're just making the website.
Where are you guys up to? You can also do like the Rashi's, some of the Heterim, like Ayde Shliach, Rashi's Heter.
Someone want to do Heter Iska, because if I don't want to do it, if I continue to have my current opinion on the Heter Iska. So then, someone should give on that.
Ariel?
I can't make any promises right now, but I'm coming. I'm working for a few days.
Shouldn't you have more free time?
Yuri?
Oh, man.
All right. Let's just hope Dovi is able to stay in school.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen. Oh, poor Dovi. Not because of Dovi.
Because of the school.
I don't know, buddy. Like, things.